for Todd Gordon. Just a moment ago, Jeff said fastest driver on the track is Ryan Blaney, who's cracked into the top 10. Why all of a sudden is he the fastest?
Well, we had two crew chiefs down there, Jonathan Hassler and Booty Barker, the 23 for Bubba Wallace and Ryan Blaney. They both split this in half. They came to lap 44 and lap 45. Ryan Blaney actually showing the speed now because he's got eight lap fresher tires and most of the field in front of him actually working forward for Ryan.
And he just comes off turn number two, Mike, after making his way by Bubba Wallace.
Yeah, he stalked Bubba down. He pulled to the inside and just eased that forward by the Toyota of Bubba.
With three to go in this stage, exiting turn number two is the race leader, Kyle Larson. And Mike, he's got a teammate right in front of him. He's trying to put a lap down.
Here he comes out of turn number two. He is trying to put Chase Elliott a lap in arrears. He's about three car lengths from doing that.
So does he put his teammate a lap down? If he does, he'll pin Carson Hocevar a lap down. Hocevar at the moment in the free pass position. Dave, let's follow the leader. He stalks his teammate back to the corner.
Yeah, he's been stalking him for quite some time. Carson Hocevar in that lap down position has been able to hang on to it for a good long time as they make their way now through the corner and off to the back straightaway.
Kyle Larson is not in immediate threat of losing the lead. Perhaps maybe he'll exercise some teammate courtesy as he gets to the end of this stage.
Chase Elliott is very happy right now. There's some friendly fire on the back bumper. I say that off turn four. Larson dives to the bottom of the racetrack, maybe just putting on a little show as we begin our final lap of the opening stage.
Or maybe just throwing a little bit of a scare into his buddy, Mr. Elliott. Chase has got about a car length in hand. Larson running a little bit lower, but not pressuring him at the moment.
Yeah, that four, maybe five car lengths separate these two coming off the end of the back straightaway. And they are the only two in that immediate battle with second place Ty Gibbs just now halfway down the backstretch.
Kyle Larson's going to see the green and white checkered flag first. He could shut it off and coast it with the advantage he has right now. Green and white checkered flag goes in the air, and Kyle Larson picks up the stage one win in the Goodyear 400. We wait, and here comes Ty Gibbs and Brad Keselowski side by side at the line. Advantage goes to Gibbs over Keselowski. Tyler Reddick fourth as the yellow flag now flies at the start-finish line. Under caution we go on lap number 90. Larson, Gibbs, Keselowski, Reddick, Truex, top five. How about Todd Gilliland all the way up the leaderboard to sixth. Chris Buescher, seventh. Ryan Blaney, eighth. William Byron, ninth. And Bubba Wallace is 10th.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in this stage was presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort. Now, I know you're probably spelling comfort in your head and asking yourself, is that possible? Am I just a really bad speller? Look, I don't know your spelling aptitude, but Skechers most definitely put the S in comfort because Skechers is the comfort technology company and has developed fits and features that change everything you know about comfort, like hands-free Skechers slip-ins, the ultimate in comfort and convenience. It's footwear you just step into and they're on with no bending down. Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Pit stops are coming up soon from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Back here at the Darlington Raceway, pit lane is still closed. The Whelen Engineering lights to drivers left at the entrance to pit road are still flashing red. Once they turn green, you can come to pit lane without penalty. Unfortunately, Kim Kuhn, that's not going to be the case for one driver, Daniel Hemric, who's just now pulling away from his pit box.
Yeah, Daniel Hemric having a power steering issue, so they elected to come down even though pit lane is closed, get some fluid in there, check to make sure all the lines are okay. We saw multiple power steering issues yesterday in the NASCAR Xfinity race. We'll see if Daniel has any adders to the list of power steering failures at Darlington Raceway.
26 cars are on the lead lap at the moment, Kim. 27 cars shortly because Carson Hocevar will get the free pass and he'll come back on the lead lap. Chase Elliott in danger of going a lap down. Thank you, teammate Kyle Larson, because Kyle certainly could have put him a lap down if he in fact wanted to.
Yeah, he could have, but with no pressure trying to take the lead away from Larson from behind, might as well just ride and let your teammate get the opportunity to pit with the rest of the leaders. If he had passed Chase Elliott and put him a lap down, Elliott could have gotten the free pass, but he would not have been able to pit on the same lap. I don't know if that's such a big deal or not, but at least for morale, I think it's a big deal.
Oh, I think it's a big deal because if you get the free pass, you have to start tail end. In this situation, since Chase Elliott's on the lead lap, he gets to come to pit road. He may be able to pass that great pit crew, may be able to pass 3, 4, 5 cars, get themselves starting farther up in the restart.
It is throwback weekend here at Darlington. A very interesting, unique, fun paint scheme on the 5 car of Kyle Larson. We'll talk about that here in a moment. Pit road is open. Lap number 94. Chris Wilner, you're up.
Race leader Kyle Larson, to the attention of his Tendrick Motorsports crew, complaining of being a little bit loose in 3 and 4 and tight in the center in 1 and 2. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment. 4 Goodyear Eagles and a full can of Sunoco fuel. Also in, Ty Gibbs burnt his stuff up on that run, falling back to second. They're going to make a wedge adjustment as well as 4 tires and fuel. Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin is in. Reported his car got really loose over the course of that run. It's going to be 4 tires Sunoco Racing fuel. Brad Keselowski also got loose on that run, 4 tires Sunoco fuel. Brad is down and away. Here's the race off from pit road, and it's going to be Tyler Reddick, Brad Keselowski. I'm not sure who won it. They were nose to nose at the line. Ty Gibbs is third, Kyle Larson is fourth, and fifth is Martin Truex Jr., and by a nose at first pit box pays off. Tyler Reddick and his crew win the battle off pit road. Kim Kuhn.
You said Martin Truex Jr. What was his car doing? He said the sliding of the right rear was the biggest condition, just free. He would snap loose midway down the backstretch, called it a little weird, but then said it was tight in the middle, so a little bit of everything. They made an air pressure adjustment. William Byron on the pit lane, he absolutely said there were no rear tires left that run. They need to work on their long run. Also in, we had, how about the run for Todd Gilliland, just a little bit tight center. That was the only complaint from that young driver. Also, Bubba Wallace complaining of a loose condition.
Tyler Reddick's pit crew got the job done. The first pit box pays dividends, gains 3 spots. Tyler Reddick goes to the top of the leaderboard. Kyle Larson's team, well, they lost 3 positions on the pit lane.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
Cars one or more laps down have the opportunity to pit this time. They just now are pulling back onto the racetrack over in turn two and will blend in behind all the lead lap cars. 90 laps to go here in stage number two. Tyler Reddick back on top from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agent's working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Welcome back to the Goodyear 400 at Darlington Raceway, a race decades in the making. And just like the track too tough to tame, Goodyear tires have changed NASCAR forever. And at today's throwback race, we're going to watch history be made here again. Goodyear, more driven.
And everybody has those brand new Goodyear Racing Eagles bolted onto their car as we get ready to go back under the green flag in one lap and begin stage number two. Tyler Reddick at the point once again. Brad Keselowski lines up right behind Ty Gibbs, Kyle Larson, and Martin Truex Jr., your top five. The rest of the top ten, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace, and Chris Buescher.
Here they come. Shannon Bednarik puts the yellow flag furled up, showing the field one to go this time by. They'll choose what lane to restart in. Tyler Reddick will choose the outside lane. Brad Keselowski will opt to go down to the bottom of the racetrack. Row number two, not formed quite yet. Third place, Ty Gibbs. Fourth place, Kyle Larson, opt for the outside lane. Martin Truex Jr. happily will go from fifth up to the inside of the second row.
And he'll be followed up there by William Byron. That will make up the inside of those front couple of rows. Getting ready for a Geico restart presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook confusing? Make it easy. Switch to Geico and get all of your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started as they form up double file down the back straightaway. Mike Bagley lights out as we get ready to begin stage number two.
Yeah, we are set to go. Field is getting doubled up now as the drivers at the back half of the field that just got the wave around are starting to formulate their lanes, all behind the safety car. Lights out. Safety car is getting ready to head to pit road, and we are getting set to get back at it.
Yeah, we are, as the field bunches right up. They'll put all eyes now on Shannon Bednarik. She'll wait for the control car, who is Tyler Reddick on the outside of the front row, who can jump back on the gas to restart the race anytime in between the two white lines that create the Geico restart zone. And here we go. Reddick waits till late in the zone. Green's in the air. That'll bunch everybody up. And like a jackrabbit, Tyler Reddick gets away with a race lead.
The late jackrabbit start serves the purpose for Tyler Reddick. He's quickly away from the lead. Now it's Brad Keselowski. Oh, he gets into the side of Ty Gibbs as they run between one and two.
They are able to sort it out now, but they are still wheel-to-wheel for that second spot. Gibbs and Keselowski behind them. Truex is to the inside of Larson.
Stage two, the Goodyear 400 back under the green flag. Tyler Reddick's going to lead them back off of turn number four, side by side for position number two. Brad on the inside, Ty Gibbs on the outside.
Here they come in at turn number one. Gibbs with the high line advantage. He will take over Carson.
Once Gibbs got by Keselowski, he is hammered down trying to catch the race leader. He is a car length from Tyler Reddick off the end of the backstretch.
Battle for the number nine spot beginning to shape up. Bubba Wallace to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll get up underneath Chris Buescher. He'll pick up that position. Buescher trying to rally back. Meanwhile, the battle for third is side by side.
Closer to the front, it's Martin Truex Jr. to the inside on Brad Keselowski. Kyle Larson tucked right up underneath Truex's rear bumper. They'll go single file off turn two.
Truex in the low lane has to give way. He'll back away from Keselowski. He's got Larson and Blaney lined up right behind him.
Top two pulling away from a good battle from third on back. Right now, Brad's got third. Here comes Kyle Larson down to the inside. He'll go side by side now with Martin Truex Jr. at the line. Chevrolet and Toyota.
Kyle Larson went to the whip off turn four, looked to the inside but couldn't make it stick. Truex got away by a car length. Larson will fall back single file in fifth.
While all this racing is going on, it's allowing the front two to pull away in Reddick and Gibbs. They're away by 10 car lengths.
Working lap 102. We got a long way to go in the Goodyear 400. 191 laps remain. Here's a quick look at the top 10. It is Tyler Reddick by 5 car lengths over Ty Gibbs. Brad Keselowski in front of a good battle between Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Larson. That's the battle for fourth. Then Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Joey Logano, Bubba Wallace, and Chris Buescher, Alex Hayden, the Goodyear 400, and that's your top 10 on lap 102.
And today's race has not disappointed. We want to welcome Greg Stucker, Director of Race Tire Sales for Goodyear here in the broadcast booth. Greg, welcome back to MRN's broadcast, and again, welcome back to the Goodyear 400 weekend.
It's just awesome to be here. What a fantastic day. Great to see the crowd we've got. Great to see the airship flying above, and so far we've seen some pretty amazing racing.
No doubt about that. NASCAR's official throwback weekend. It's the first ever alumni weekend as well. Why is it so important for Goodyear, not only as the official tire of NASCAR, but to also be a race entitlement sponsor here at Darlington?
You know, this opportunity came about a few years back. This is our fourth year, and when it came up, it just seemed like a natural fit. Darlington and Goodyear have both been around NASCAR, seems like forever. And it's just a great combination. We first started testing to get into the Cup Series in 1954 here. We actually got our first Cup Series win in 1959 at the Southern 500 with Jim Reed. So we've got a great relationship. The people here at Darlington are second to none. It feels like family every time we come back here, and it's a fantastic place.
It really is. And Goodyear, you and your entire team have done an outstanding job, because a lot of people, for whatever reason, may take the tires for granted as race fans. But you got to think about it. The Goodyear tire is the only thing that's connecting the race car to the racetrack to make them go.
That's exactly right. It takes a big effort throughout the course of the year. You know, I always tell people it's amazing what happens during one particular NASCAR race, you know, at any weekend. But then we're going to pick up and we're going to go do it again next weekend, you know, at a different racetrack, on a different tire. So it's a lot of effort, but we've got a lot of history. We've got a lot of experience. Got a lot of great people in our organization, in Goodyear Racing, and a tremendous number of people back at our manufacturing facility in Akron that take a tremendous amount of pride in putting all these tires together.
And finally, Greg, we know how tough Darlington Raceway is on these race teams. How difficult is it for you and your team at Goodyear to make sure you've got the best tire here?
I think, you know, at Darlington, it's a compromise. I think everything you do during this event is a compromise, right? With the setups, the way the drivers handle the two different corners, the way you handle lap one versus lap 40. And for us, it's the same way. We've got to make sure that the guys have enough grip that they can get around the racetrack, but we also recognize this surface is worn out. It's going to wear tires quickly. It's going to create a lot of fall off over the course of a run. But I think the important thing is to make sure people understand that coming in. We work very hard to make sure that that all the teams have a lot of data so they can prepare for an event like this, as we do, you know, every weekend. But I think it's just finding the right combination of speed and longevity that, you know, lets them race away to do here at Darlington.
Another home run this weekend again from Goodyear. Thank you again for not only being the official tire of NASCAR, but putting on the Goodyear 400 weekend here on Throwback Weekend.
Thank you, guys, and happy Mother's Day to everybody out there, by the way.
Absolutely. Greg Stucker, Director of Race Tire Sales for Goodyear.
Yeah, one of the good guys in our sport, that's for sure. It is the Goodyear 400. It is 110 laps complete, and Tyler Reddick making career start number 10 here at Darlington, showing the way over Ty Gibbs and Brad Keselowski.
Home ownership. At Progressive, we know it's part of the American dream. It's the land of the free and the home of student drivers ready to back into your new fence at any given time. It's America. It's firing up a round of burgers and dogs on your rusty grill with a faulty gas line that engulfs your tool shed in flames. It's also around-the-clock protection when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, which can help keep the American dream of home ownership alive and kicking. America. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Kyle Penn. You may know that Victory Junction provides fun, adaptive, and life-changing experiences for kids with all levels of abilities, serious illnesses, and chronic medical conditions. But did you know that camp is free for the children and families we serve? Your support helps every camper build a foundation to live their best life. Make your gift today at victoryjunction.org/donate and feel your heart race.
Since we put him under the green flag 112 laps ago, Kyle Busch is down a lot, 16 spots from where he started. Kyle Busch not having a good day at all so far. He is running in position number 27. Tyler Reddick, he's having a great day. He has led a total of 56 laps already. He leads right now over Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Larson. All of this going on lap number 112. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Under the green flag, the early portions of stage number two. We still have 178 laps to go in the Goodyear 400. Tyler Reddick leading right now over Ty Gibbs. In fact, Alex, why don't we take a look at the leaderboard at the moment. Presented by Hands Free, Skechers slip-ins. No bending down, no touching your shoes. Just step in and go with Hands Free, Skechers slip-ins.
Tyler Reddick is the race leader by 1.2 seconds over Ty Gibbs, who is second. Brad Keselowski goes third, and Martin Truex Jr. is fourth. Kyle Larson rounds out the top five. Ryan Blaney up to sixth. William Byron is seventh. Joey Logano eighth. Bubba Wallace ninth, and Chris Buescher is 10th.
Todd Gilliland right now running 11th in front of Denny Hamlin. Josh Berry 13th in front of his teammate Chase Briscoe. Christopher Bell running 15th in front of Alex Bowman. John Hunter Nemechek 17th. Corey LaJoie 18th. Austin Cindric 19th. And Ross Chastain rounds out the top 20.
Running in 21st position is Noah Gregson from the last starting spot after getting in the wall and qualifying yesterday. Michael McDowell is 22nd. Chase Elliott is up to 23rd. Justin Haley is 24th. Eric Jones up to 25th. Carson Hocevar is 26th. Kyle Busch falling to 27th. Austin Dillon 28th. Ryan Preece 29th. And 30th is Harrison Burton.
31st is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Kaz Grala 32nd. Daniel Suarez 33rd. Zane Smith 34th. Daniel Hemric 35th. And Derek Krause right right now running 36. That's a look at the leaderboard on lap number 118. Tyler Reddick with a 10, make it 12, make it 15. Car length advantage over Ty Gibbs.
It is Alumni Weekend, the first ever NASCAR Alumni Weekend on Throwback Weekend. And it is a privilege again to welcome another great into the broadcast booth. Class of 2018 NASCAR Hall of Famer, three-time NASCAR Cup Series winning crew chief Ray Evernham. Welcome back to Darlington and a different perspective from where you're standing right now than what you're used to.
Oh, this is amazing. You know, what an incredible weekend. And I mean, you guys have got an incredible view. And you're having way too much fun, I can tell you that. But what an awesome place to watch from.
So when you look out here and watch what's going on, and I know you still have a fingernail or two involved in race cars these days still, what is it about this racetrack that is so challenging and so difficult to get a grasp on?
It's just tough, like they say, too tough to tame. You know, the corners are different, the banking's different, the surface is tough. And when you look at the history of the sport,
we've got trouble. Hang on just a second, Ray. John Hunter Nemechek spinning off of turn number four. He will slide down to the middle of the racetrack. Everybody working to his outside, and that will put us under the caution flag, and it will do so at lap 120. John Hunter Nemechek bringing out the caution flag.
As we will slow everybody down, we'll find out what strategies are going to play out here very soon. We'll continue our visit with NASCAR Hall of Famer Ray Evernham. 64 to go here in stage number two. Tyler Reddick continues to show the way.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Pit lane remains closed for the moment as Tyler Reddick leads Ty Gibbs and Brad Keselowski. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, I like to work on my own vehicle, but I need some parts. Can you help me out?
For do-it-yourselfers, we can get any part for any Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln vehicle. We can take care of you. If we don't have it in stock, we can get it in one day for you. So if you need a part to fix your Ford, your Lincoln, your Mercury, come and see us. Tom Heffernan, the parts distributor in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, will take care of you from start to finish. Come and see me, 48 years in a corner, where cars and trucks lay eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel, and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to Darlington Raceway. Pit lane remains closed. Mike, for a very good reason.
And that's because John Hunter Nemechek couldn't turn the car to come on pit road. He had a flat right front, and then he had a flat left front, and they tried to turn the car to come to pit road. He wouldn't turn. So then he started to light the car up and do a burnout and then back it up and smoke the car. Now they're all flat, and the tow truck has now arrived on the scene as John Hunter Nemechek is sitting at the entrance of pit road facing outward towards the racetrack, and he will definitely need assistance to get back there.
So you're saying that he's not having a good couple of moments down there, so pit road will remain closed. Alex, I was just thinking we are surrounded by greatness, especially when it comes to strategy. Todd Gordon, Ray Evernham, absolutely, hands down, two of the very best in the business. So let's do this. Pit Road is going to open up shortly. Todd, pit, yes or no?
Well, yeah, you're definitely going to pit here. The question comes is that now we've delayed Pit Road open. When we go back, it'll probably be 57, 58 laps to go to the end. Do you want to split that in half? We just ran 57 or 58 laps with the guys that short pitted stage one. I would think they're going to run out from here. Your thoughts, Ray?
I think so too, Todd. Again, depending on your car, but they've already got one long run, you know, two good long runs. Now take a look at their tires, so they'll know. And if your driver's happy, you're going to try and save that set, because for me, I'd rather give up a spot or two in the second segment to have an extra set of tires for the third.
Was it ever a decision at Darlington to pit or not pit when the caution flag came out for you, Ray?
Well, you know, it was really easy back then, because if they did two laps, even if it was under caution, they'd be going, when are we going to pit? You know, so tires are always worth speed here, and that's what makes this race so exciting.
Right. Darlington Raceway, did you love it, hate it, somewhere in between? As a crew chief, how did you approach it?
Love it. Always loved it. Still one of my favorite racetracks. You know, Jeff and I won five times here, and I felt like as a crew chief, you could make a bigger difference here at a place like this than you could at many of the other places that we went. And if you won, you won here as a team, because everybody on the team had to have a perfect day to come out of here with a victory.
Ray Evernham joining us here on the broadcast on the first ever Alumni Weekend in NASCAR. What's it been like this weekend, getting to see a lot of familiar faces that you've seen still maybe a week ago, some maybe years ago?
What an incredible idea, you know, this throwback weekend, seeing the fans energized. The fans are living in it, you know, they're dressed up back throwback. And then, you know, what NASCAR has done to bring everybody back together with the alumni is amazing. And sitting in that tent, listening to some of the stories and guys talking about, you spun me out, you didn't spin me out. I mean, stuff that happened 30 years ago, and watching the smiles on everybody's faces was amazing.
All right, so let's make you the coach and the crew chief for John Hunter Nemechek. You're sitting down there. The race is virtually turned upside down on the radio. What are you saying to your driver and the crew?
I'm saying, look, guys, let's get it fixed up. We've got plenty of time. Somebody came back, I think, from three laps down yesterday, William Byron, right? And let's not tear it up worse. Let's keep it, get it fixed. This is a long race. Darlington, historically a lot of cautions. Not so much today, but there's time to get that car back in the race. Don't damage the body.
Lap 125, pit lane is open. Chris Wilner.
Ty Gibbs to the attention of his JGR crew. They want to be tightened up just a little bit. They're going to make a rear air pressure adjustment already to the left side with those fresh Goodyear Eagles. It's a four-tire change, Sunoco fuel. Kyle Larson said, I need to be freed up just a little bit, but the car was coming to me. Four tires and fuel, as well as Ryan Blaney was off strategy earlier. Really good. He beats Larson off pit road there in my section. Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin a little tight on the early part of that run. They're going to make a chassis adjustment. Four tires, Sunoco fuel. Here's Brad Keselowski. And four tires, Sunoco fuel. Tyler Reddick has the very first pit box, and that pays off again. Reddick goes out first. Ty Gibbs second. Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and I believe Ryan Blaney goes out fifth. Kim Coon.
Martin Truex Jr. in. He said he lost the left and right rears. The back end just doesn't want to be in the racetrack. They made an air pressure adjustment on that machine. Also in, Bubba Wallace complaining of a loop condition. Air pressure adjustment to give him longevity if they have to run to the end of the stage. Also in, Hendrick teammates, we had Chase Elliott battling loose, and then William and Byron and Alex Bowman battling tight conditions for that short run.
Pit stops on lap 125. Caution flag remains out. Top five off of pit road. Tyler Reddick again. Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and Ryan Blaney.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Oh, whyest must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast. The 1993 season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
How will these teams approach the run, the final 58 laps in stage number two? We'll discuss it when we come back. From Darlington Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Green flag next time by, as the field has just been given the indication that we will be green in one lap. We'll have 57 laps to go in the stage. Reddick, Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, Ray Evernham, how would you break down this run to the green and white checkered flag?
Well, I'm betting my driver's good. The tire wear that I looked at was good. I saw no cords. I'm going to try and stretch it and have an extra set.
All right. Well, so we've got one that's going to stretch it. Todd, you going to stretch it or are you going to pit at some point before the green and white checkered flag?
Yeah, we're 57 laps to the stage. I'm going to go straight to the 57 and get there. We did it. And the stage one, is if you came on the early side of that, I'm going to run this one out and see where it goes.
We're going to find out here in just a matter of moments as Jesse Delavoat takes the pace car to the pit lane. Here they come, bunching up two by two right in front of the massive grandstands. And, Jeff, what a great crowd again on hand here at Darlington.
Absolutely right, Alex. And they all come to their feet as one, anticipating the green flag. Tyler Reddick and Brad Keselowski gas and go. And here we go, back to turn number one. Reddick on the outside, Brad on the inside.
Virtually a dead even restart into the banking at turn one, but the outside lane takes command. Reddick around the outside of the lead. All Keselowski and Gibbs get together. Blaney is up into the wall, and they're stacking it up on the back straightaway.
Truex gets in the wall. Chris Buescher gets in the wall as everybody tries to sort it out. That started when Truex got the shuffle backward three wide. He tried to hang on to it, and that's when turn two tightened up, and Ryan Blaney, the worst one for wear, hard contact into the wall, and he is headed to the pit lane right now.
Look like a pile up on I-95 out there. One car hits the brakes, people don't see him, one into the back of him, and then suddenly the chain reaction was on, and that puts us under the caution flag here again on lap 129, as it was again just a slip. Typical Darlington, Mike Bagley, when Martin Truex Jr. was on the bottom of the racetrack.
Yeah, and that's when the accordion, as you mentioned, began off turn two. Turn two at Darlington, very treacherous, especially if you're double wide, three wide, forget about it. You just run out of real estate. And that's exactly what happened to Ryan Blaney and others.
So that's how it happened there up off of turn number two. Puts us back here under the caution. Now, the driver, Kyle Larson, who has led a total of 15 laps today. Well, Chris Wilner, they're giving up some spots on the pit lane each time. What's going on down there?
Yeah, they've had a long huddle down here in the five pit for Kyle Larson with the crew members. Cliff Daniels, the crew chief, who participates in the pit stop as a tire grabber, also kind of came down, and they're evaluating the tape because that's two straight pit boxes where they've lost at least two positions. The first, it was a little bit of a slow stop on the left rear, still trying to evaluate maybe just a lack of timing on this most previous pit stop. But Cliff Daniels came over to the radio to Kyle just before the caution, calming him down, saying, "We've got a good enough car. It's a long race. We'll pick him off on the racetrack." But certainly a team that's used to being lightning quick on the pit stops here at Pitt Road is struggling just a little bit here early on in Darlington.
That is a car throwback to Terry Labonte, 1994 to 1999. And Alex, you and I talked about it. Todd, you were with us when the cars were out here yesterday for practice and qualifying. It was almost unanimous best throwback paint scheme among all of them. There's some great ones here, but I think, Alex, we kind of pointed at the five of Kyle Larson representing Terry Labonte.
Yeah, absolutely right. And how good is a throwback when you can get the driver himself, Terry Labonte, here, and not only get him here, but put him in a fire suit and get him across the stage for driver introductions.
And it doesn't end there. And Ray, I know you can weigh in on this as well. Back in January, Rick Hendrick invited the team that supported that car in 1996 to be here this weekend, and they turned out. Gary DeHart, Andy Graves, Slugger Labby is here, among others. Rick making a phone call saying, you know what, I want everybody here to be a part of what's going on at Darlington for Throwback Weekend.
And that's just Rick Hendrick, right? Rick Hendrick will tell you when you go to work for him, it's a family. And, you know, those guys, that was quite a crew there. Gary DeHart, you know, championship winning crew chief. Andy Graves gone on to have a fantastic career and one of the leaders at Toyota now. Slugger Labby, again, another guy went on to be a successful crew chief. I see Richie Gilmore's name. Jeff Andrews, still lead guy at Jeff Andrews. Bob Halt, the truck driver, old Bob. And I can see Walt Smith, Jackman, Gary Smith, Jeff Torrance, all those original members of that 96 team. And I was kidding Terry, like, that's not my favorite paint scheme. And he said, what? I said, that's the paint scheme that took us out having four championships in a row. So we had a lot of fun with that down in the tent.
Well, not just here on Throwback Weekend. It's the 40th anniversary for Hendrick Motorsports as well. How special is this for this entire organization and everybody who's been able to work for Mr. Hendrick?
You know, it really is. And then to go to Martinsville and win the race there on the 40th anniversary and to see how far they've come with so many different drivers. And I tell everybody, they've had some of the greatest drivers and some good crew chiefs and some great sponsors. But the key there has been Mr. Hendrick. He's been the guy from day one with the commitment and the drive and the vision to get it done. So really happy for Rick and Linda Hendrick.
What have you got going on the rest of the day here at Alumni Weekend here at Darlington?
Man, I'm doing what every old crew chief wants to do. I'm getting to do radio, hang with you guys. I'm getting to be do a little bit of TV, and I get to stand around and tell everybody how fast we used to be.
All right. Before we let you go, his pit lane looks like it's going to open up this time. We'll find out, first of all, if there's going to be any pit stops. But I want to hear a good Dave Marcus story, because you had the chance to learn at his knee for years and years and continue to be great friends with Dave Marcus. Looks like the leaders are going to stay on the racetrack. What does Dave Marcus mean to you? And give us a good Dave Marcus story.
Well, just like this track, Dave Marcus is tough, you know, and he gave me a shot to work on his car, used to do the IROC stuff and then go and race him with Dave. And I remember one time at Dover, we were working on the car, and we had put a lot of spacers in the right front wheel, and we came up with a combination and actually went up and took the lead away from Dale Earnhardt and took the lead in the race. And I'll never forget that. We had something happened in the pits, broke a stud or whatever. Dave came in, worked on the car himself, finished the race, and then drove the truck and trailer all the way back to Arden, North Carolina, and that's just the way it was.
Dave Marcus, he's been here. He's part of Alumni Weekend as well, as is Ray Evernham. Ray, thank you so much for coming up, spending some time with us here on the broadcast. All the best to you. It's great to see you one more time.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me up here. And, you know, if anybody ever finds out how much fun you're having up here, you're all going to be in trouble. Thank you very much.
Class of 2018 NASCAR Hall of Famer, three-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, Ray Evernham.
And if we could tell the stories that Ray was telling us yesterday, we had a chance to ride with Ray and some of the others on our way over to the parade that we did. We would need about an hour and a half to get them all out. Just great to visit with so many of the legends of our sport. Pit Road did not open up, but there are stories that are developing. So let's get you there right now. We're going to start with Steve Post.
Yeah, that last dust up over off from turn number two, Chris Buescher, who's had a run pretty much in the second half of the top 10, got caught up in it. He's got some nose damage. The initial plan was to come down and take a look at it, maybe tighten it up. Now, they've looked through binoculars, the spotter, the crew chief, and they actually have photos that photographers around the racetrack have sent to crew chief Scott Graves. Scott just radioed to Chris and said, look, we're ninth, and I don't think there's anything I can do with that hood other than just look at it here on pit road. So we're going to leave you out on the racetrack, but there's still a little concern with that hood being bowed up just a little bit on Chris Buescher's car after contact off from turn number two. Kim Coon?
Martin Truex Jr. has come down now two times on the pit lane to fix the damage from the contact he got on that restart. They had Bear Bond to help keep the hood down, like Steve Post mentioned on the Buescher machine. Martin Truex Jr.'s hood, just a little buckle. They've got tape on the splitter. They had to pull out the left rear wheel well, making sure there were no tire rubs there, as well as the right front. Martin very frustrated, though, after that incident. You know, he got that contact on the inside lane, told his team, we should have chosen the top. I know Ryan Blaney was part of the incident, too. Chris Wilner, what are you seeing from that team?
And Ryan lost several laps here on pit road as they were looking at the right side of his Ford Mustang. The attention was to the right rear, thinking the toe link was askew after that incident on the restart where he hit the outside retaining wall. They spent several laps looking up underneath, deemed it was okay, but right now, over the radio, crew chief Jonathan Hassler letting him know they did not make the DVP clock, so unfortunately Ryan Blaney will be done here this afternoon at Darlington. A tough break for a driver that was making his way through the field here this afternoon.
And if you're wondering who Ryan Blaney blames for this little predicament that they're in, it's very clearly William Byron. He almost doored him coming off pit road to make his message clear.
Well, that's a tough break there as Blaney. The DVP clock, by the way, stands for Damaged Vehicle Policy, and they're going to take that car straight to the garage area as the green flag goes back in the air.
Once again, Tyler Reddick to the outside of Brad Keselowski. Reddick with the advantage. Reddick to the lead. Ty Gibbs now trying to squeeze to the outside for second.
Brad Keselowski is drifting way wide off the corner. Ty Gibbs not lifting. Ty Gibbs around the outside. He'll grab second. William Byron looking to step forward as Brad battles back.
Side by side position number two up for grabs. You've got Brad on the inside, Ty Gibbs on the outside, William Byron looking on. Behind them, you've got Bubba Wallace and Kyle Larson. They run side by side.
Bubba Wallace to the inside of Larson. Can't make the move into turn one. Closer to the front. They continue wheel to wheel for the number two position.
Ford and Toyota battling there. Ty Gibbs almost clips the wall. The Ford of Keselowski to the inside of the Toyota of Gibbs for second.
Here's Keselowski gets a nose out in front of Ty Gibbs. However, the yo-yo effect takes place from the outside lane as Ty Gibbs gets a burst of momentum. Gibbs will take over the number two spot. Keselowski rallies back.
Brad's not done yet. He'll dive it deep into turn number one, trying to pull back alongside. But Ty Gibbs with a ton of momentum up high, he'll take over the spot. Keselowski back in line third.
Further back, Bubba Wallace to the inside of Joey Logano. The side-by-side battle for sixth with Denny Hamlin. Also the car of Josh Berry and Chris Buescher looking on. And William Byron clips the fence.
And now further up, you've got a battle that is shaping up right in front of that. Kyle Larson is on the move. This is a teammates going at it. William Byron and Kyle Larson.
Hustling the low line right now is Kyle Larson. He puts a wheel to the inside of William Byron. Side-by-side is the battle for fourth place. Larson with a good run. He'll take the spot.
William Byron getting a Darlington stripe the last time through turns three and four. That momentum loss is going to cost him in the form of a spot. Larson to fourth, Byron back to fifth.
Byron may not be done just yet. He'll look in the rearview mirror and see a hard charging Joey Logano, who is now inside the top 10. Behind Logano, side by side, two Toyotas.
Here they come into turn number one. It's going to be Denny Hamlin diving to the inside of Bubba Wallace. Denny will take a spot. The door remains open on the inside. Chris Buescher will take a spot from Wallace.
Bubba Wallace has had his hands full since the green flag went back in the air. He's lost three spots and a lot of real estate with Josh Berry looking to make a pass around Bubba.
Yeah, we're watching a really good battle from sixth on back. Denny's got it. Chris Buescher's right there. He is hounding Denny. Behind them, Josh Berry on the move down to the inside on Bubba Wallace.
Haven't heard a lot from Josh this afternoon, but he is coming to the front. He'll pick up another spot as he drives underneath Bubba Wallace. Finishes the pass in turn one.
Josh Berry will take the ninth position. Bubba Wallace will fall back to 10th and is trying to stabilize as Bubba's been in a free fall the last handful of laps.
He has, and he's going to change his lane, Mike, and go to the bottom side of turn number four. Try his luck down there. No good grip on that McDonald's Toyota as Josh Berry will drive away. Now Bubba Wallace will have another challenge from a Stewart Haas car.
In a turn number one, Bubba Wallace just trying to stop the bleeding right now. Chase Briscoe trying to make sure that doesn't happen as he closes in.
Briscoe looks to the inside out of two. Not close enough to initiate a pass, but behind Briscoe, there's even more in the persons of Chastain, McDowell, Gilliland, and Bell.
Hard racing from fourth on back. Let's give you a quick look at the top 10, 44 laps down, or 44 laps remaining, rather, in stage number two. It's Tyler Reddick at the front of the field over Ty Gibbs, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Larson. That is your top four. William Byron, Joey Logano battling for fifth. Denny Hamlin, Chris Buescher battling for seventh. Ninth right now, Josh Berry. Bubba Wallace is 10th, and he's got his hands full, Alex, because Chase Briscoe is right there.
Yeah, Briscoe is there, but he slips here in turn four. Now Briscoe's going to have to play defense. Ross Chastain is the man on the move. Closing in behind Chastain is Michael McDowell.
They come down the front straightaway into turn number one. Bubba Wallace by a car length or two over Briscoe. An equal gap back to Ross Chastain.
This battle has settled down, and Bubba Wallace has been able to stabilize, but he doesn't have much room to work with Briscoe applying heavy-duty pressure.
And Ross Chastain right there, and Michael McDowell right there. Let's follow this battle as it continues off turn number four and back to the line, Dave. You got Bubba Wallace, and then the battle picks up right behind him.
Ross Chastain, who had some challenges in stage one and lost a number of spots on the rebound trail right now. He is digging hard up on that top of the racetrack off turn two.
But he is backed away from Briscoe by about five car lengths or so, and everybody deciding to ride for a moment and sort their cars out.
As they come up off of turn four, 41 laps to go in the stage. Kim Kuhn, at this point in the race, as we close in on the halfway point of the Goodyear 400, what kind of things are you eavesdropping on the radio?
Well, I'm paying attention to the Josh Berry machine. He just broke into the top 10, and we haven't really said his name all day, but it should be no surprise if you've been tuned into the team throughout the weekend. Yes, they started 33rd. However, when I spoke with crew chief Rodney Chillers earlier in the morning, he said, Josh just underdrove it in qualifying. We feel very confident about the race car we brought this weekend. The long car, the long game, that long run speed, we are so confident in. That is going to be the key here at Darlington. And on the radio throughout the race, throughout the first stage, Rodney has tried to instill confidence in his driver. He said, I know we're not where we want to be yet, but I promise you, you have the car to do it. Right now, Josh Berry currently in the ninth position. And remember, Rodney Childers has found victory lane at Darlington three times in the Cup Series. So keeping an eye on what they can do for the rest of this race.
Berry right now ninth, as you pointed out, Kim, and in a good three-car battle with Chris Buescher and Denny Hamlin. Steve Post right now, Denny running in position number seven. What do you hear about that Toyota?
I kind of had Denny Hamlin hustling to the front a little bit earlier. He was very loose in the first stage, and now the car is just a little bit tight. Denny is not forcing it. Chris Gabehart, veteran crew chief, just came on the radio during that last caution and said, Denny, we've got 160-some laps to go. You are a better driver than everybody here. Half of these guys in front of you are going to get mad at somebody. Half of them are going to slap the wall. You're not. You're going to pass them one at a time, and we are in good shape. Denny Hamlin now working on turns three and four. He's good down here in one and two. Needs a little bit of help in three and four, and right now they're searching for lines. So stay alive. Stay in the game. Don't damage your race car. Keep working on your car. Keep working on your craft, and that's what Denny Hamlin is doing right now from, I believe, the seventh position.
Two good reports from Kim Kuhn and Steve Post, Todd Gordon, about the crew chief and their role, not just being the one that oversees the race team itself on race day and everything that goes on back at the shop, but for Steve Post to say Chris Gabehart's telling his driver, who is a veteran, who's won here, and Denny Hamlin, just be patient. And then you had Rodney Childers, as Kim reported, a veteran crew chief who's won here with other drivers, has a less experienced driver today in Josh Berry, who underdrove the car in qualifying. Different aspects for a crew chief. How do you manage that with an inexperienced driver compared to an experienced driver?
Well, you've got to, I mean, I love the piece that Chris Gabehart had. He's painting the big picture for Denny. Denny's stuck in the moment of the car that's in front of him. That's what he can see. So Chris is seeing the long play here of what's going on, just trying to keep Denny focused on the staying in rhythm. Denny's really good at that, but not let him get lost in the moment. I think that's a great piece. for Rodney Childers, he's here. Yes, he's won here with Kevin Harvick. They won the first race that we came back from COVID when we had no fans here. What a great run that they had there. But understanding this race and how to develop Josh Berry into this, this is a place that when you get done with practice, you've run 35 laps, you're 2.5 seconds off the pace, and now you've got to go tell the guy that he's got to go run a second faster than the fast lap he's run. That's something you've got to learn how to drive one of these cars for qualifying and understand that. That's something that you just, you know, Josh Berry underdrove it. He's got to understand it's just a learning piece of understanding how much more aggressive I have to be come qualifying time.
Well, why don't we find out what it's like to take a trip around this racetrack. We'll follow Ross Chastain and Todd Gilliland. They run nose to tail back to the corner.
Todd Gilliland has had one of the better long run cars this afternoon. It's just beginning to pick up some pace now as he trails Ross Chastain down the back stretch.
Both of those drivers sling their car wide off to and up the back straightaway, and now they break ranks. Chastain to the top, Gilliland to the bottom, taking different lines.
They are, and Todd Gilliland is again putting together a great run, something, Todd Gordon, that has caught your eye throughout the running of today's race.
Yeah, started 15th, finished stage one in sixth, lost a few spots on pit road, but again, driving forward, really handling this racetrack and making moves in the right places.
All right, running literally an inch off the wall is our race leader, Tyler Reddick, and Davies out front by a mile, but you wouldn't want to put a finger between the car and the wall.
No, a good healthy sheet of paper would be damaged, and that's just Tyler Reddick, Mike Bagley. He's going to run that extreme high groove, and he's going to flirt with the safer barrier all day.
There's a lot of speed to be had up there, and Tyler Reddick is maximizing it. He'll come off the end of the back straightaway, and he'll just drive it straight along the wall all the way through three, and he'll stay there all the way off of four.
He is right up against it, and here they come again, racing around the track. Jeff, as we're talking literally right now, you're just kind of shaking your head and I would say disbelief, I'd say amazement, and I would say in awe.
Disbelief, absolutely. Just watching Tyler Reddick go to work here at Darlington is amazing. It's hard to put into words when we watch him right now climb the banking up in turn number three and literally run an inch or less at 150, depending on where we are on the tires, 165 to 150 miles an hour, and yet he does it lap after lap with perfection.
He does. Put it in this type of mind frame for everybody listening. When you're in your car and you're driving down the freeway and you come into a construction zone and they got the old concrete Jersey barriers up there and the lanes get very narrow. And that's at 55 miles an hour. I see it all the time. People really move away from those Jersey barriers and get a little bit terrified, and the 55 miles an hour slows down even more to about 45 miles an hour and creates a backup. But think about it to this perspective, what Tyler Reddick is doing, to Jeff's point, at 161, 162 miles an hour, inches off of a wall around a tough racetrack that is slippery and the tires are worn out. It is truly spectacular to watch.
He does not shy away from it, that's for sure. He migrates to it. 23 degrees of banking down in three and four, 25 down in one and two. Tyler Reddick is headed your way, Dave.
And there's something about those dirt track guys, Jeff. They're used to getting up there and just banging the cushion, dragging that right rear corner on the wall all the way around. Tyler Reddick's as good as anybody when it comes to that.
Well, Tyler Reddick is good up against the outside wall, but at some point he's going to have to come off that wall because he has got a ton of lap traffic that he's closing in on.
Off turn number four, we're down to 28 laps to go now here in stage number two. Tyler Reddick has led the most laps today. He's just hit the century mark in laps led. So Tyler Reddick now at 101 laps led. Ty Gibbs is the next highest lap leader at only 34 laps led today.
26 laps to go in the stage. Let's give you a look at the running order presented by Blue Green Vacations. Blue Green Vacations, the official vacation ownership provider of NASCAR, invites you to believe in the power of vacation. With Blue Green, you can create a lifetime of memories at our collection of unique, locally inspired resorts and enjoy exclusive access to VIP NASCAR experiences. So start your vacation journey today at BlueGreenVacations.com.
Tyler Reddick is the race leader. Ty Gibbs goes second. Brad Keselowski is third, and Kyle Larson fourth. William Byron is fifth. Joey Logano goes sixth. Denny Hamlin is seventh. Eighth is Josh Berry. Ninth is Chris Buescher. Tenth is Bubba Wallace.
11th right now is Chase Briscoe. Ross Chastain, 12th. Todd Gilliland, 13th. Michael McDowell, 14th. And Noah Gregson, 15th. 16th, Alex Bowman. Christopher Bell, 17th. 18th, Justin Haley. Austin Cindric, 19th. And Eric Jones is 20th.
21st is Corey LaJoie. 22nd is Kyle Busch. 23rd is Chase Elliott. 24th is Carson Hocevar. 25th is Ryan Preece. Martin Truex Jr. after the dust-up off Turn 2 back in 26th. 27th is Austin Dillon. 28th is Derek Kraus. 29th and the last car on the lead lap is Daniel Hemric. First car one lap down in 30th is Harrison Burton.
Then you get back to Kaz Grala, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 32nd, Zane Smith, 33rd, Daniel Suarez, 34th, John Hunter Nemechek, 36th, and Ryan Blaney, who is out of the race, and we expect to hear from Ryan very shortly. Ryan, short day here, and he'll be scored last, 36th.
As they come off turn number four, got a battle for the race lead here at the Darlington Raceway. With lap traffic right in front of them, it's Tyler Reddick leading Ty Gibbs.
That lap traffic is going to play a major role. It already has, as Gibbs has run Reddick down. The huge lead is down to a car length as Reddick tries to deal with Daniel Suarez.
A few moments ago, Tyler Reddick's lead was a second plus. Now it is down to a foot. Here's Gibbs. He's there. He's going to look to the inside for the lead in three.
Not side by side, but nose to tail. Tyler Reddick and Ty Gibbs. We've got a spin. Zane Smith off turn number four will nose it into the inside safer barrier, still sliding, and now tries to get that car pointed in the right direction. We go under the caution flag on lap 163. We'll recap it in a moment. Let's hear from Ryan Blaney.
Ryan Blaney's day's done short, and he will be scored 36th here this afternoon. Ryan, you were charging through the field, and now you're outside of the care center after not making DVP. What happened from your perspective there in turn one and two?
Me and the 19 got put three wide, and it's just tight corner, and the replay I saw, 24 took up probably more racetrack than he should have after kind of rewatching it back, and I thought it was just got tight, and can't run three wide through there, and nobody wanted to lift, and I got tagged, and then kind of collected a few guys, but